The Dead Sea Scrolls, one of the most significant archaeological discoveries of the 20th century, have fascinated scholars and historians for decades. Their impact on Judaism and early Christianity continues to spark debate and intrigue. At a recent private class held at the Ronald Reagan Library, Tyler Jarvis, a lecturer from the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies of American Jewish University, provided deep insights into the scrolls, their history, and their profound significance. The event, which featured a kosher-style lunch, was followed by a visit to Dead Sea Scrolls, the exhibition, where attendees could explore the artifacts. Jarvis began by recounting the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls in the 1940s by Bedouin shepherds near the ancient settlement of Qumran, located about 13 miles from Ein Gedi. Though only 11 caves have been excavated to date, scholars believe more remain undiscovered. Most of the texts were written in Aramaic, the spoken language of the time, but over time, linguistic shifts can be observed. One notable example is the change from Aleph to Hey, the end of certain words, reflecting a conscious resistance to Aramaic influence. Most of the scrolls were found in fragments, but a few miraculously have large portions intact. They were written on parchment and papyrus, allowing them to survive for centuries. Among the discoveries is the famous copper scroll, which differs from the others as it serves as a treasure map, detailing the location of hidden riches. Estimated to be worth around $60 million in 1956, over $700 million in 2025. The treasure has never been found, fueling speculation that it remains buried in Judea. The scrolls contain approximately 15,000 pieces from Cave 4 alone, making it the mother lode of Dead Sea Scrolls fragments, and Cave 7 yielded a significant collection of Greek texts. Meanwhile, Cave 11 produced complete scrolls, including a remarkably well-preserved Book of Psalms and a temple scroll, which provides a description of the ancient temple. Some scrolls present alternative versions of biblical texts. For example, 21 chapters are missing from the Book of Genesis, and 36 copies of the Book of Psalms were found, though none were complete. Notably, the story of Noah is absent from the surviving fragments, while his son Ham appears in a flood-related admonition. Approximately 40% of the scrolls contain Second Temple period literature, shedding light on the religious thought and practices of the time. They also mention three sects of Judaism, as described by the historian Josephus. Scholars believe that the Qumran community belonged to the Essenes, a highly religious and ascetic Jewish sect. The Essenes were known for their strict religious discipline. Becoming a full-fledged member required 2 to 3 years of commitment, during which initiates were expected to embrace communal living, share property, and adhere to rigorous ritual purity laws, including the use of mikvah. Ritual baths. The community, numbering around 50 individuals, was deeply focused on eschatology, the belief in the end of days. Their writings frequently criticized the established priesthood in Jerusalem, referring to a wicked priest who, they believed, corrupted the temple. They held their own Torah interpretations and were open to rewriting the Torah, though they refused to alter the words of the prophets. A fascinating revelation from the scrolls is the existence of a second Torah, a text accepted only by the Essenes. This was identified as the Book of Jubilees, which outlines a solar calendar rather than the traditional lunar calendar used in Jewish practice. While the term second Torah is not explicitly used in the texts, it generally refers to the Essenes' belief in additional sacred writings and interpretations of Jewish law beyond what is found in the traditional Torah, the first five books of the Hebrew Bible. This includes their own scriptures and unique interpretations, which they considered as divinely inspired and authoritative. Jarvis' lecture highlighted the historical, linguistic, and religious significance of the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Qumran community's unique beliefs and practices, along with the mysteries surrounding lost texts and undiscovered treasures, continue to inspire scholars and enthusiasts alike. Following the lecture, visitors were free to visit the exhibition, where they were reminded of the enduring power of these ancient texts, fragments of a civilization that still speaks to us across millennia. Several upcoming lectures will explore the Dead Sea Scrolls in greater depth. One will examine them through the lens of Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha, while another will focus on the various Jewish groups that emerged during Roman rule and after the destruction of the Second Temple, including Christianity and the Essenes. Rabbi Mark Goodman lectures on Lost Books of the Bible, Apocrypha and Pseudepigrapha, every Tuesday from April 29 to June 24. David Meyer Levy, a former professor of archaeology and Near Eastern history at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and at the University of Tel Aviv, teaches Out of the Ashes, The Rise of Christianity from the Ashes of the Temple, on Thursdays from May 1 to June 26. Find out more at open.aju.edu.